Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
That was a take all of my change out, pour it all over the ground, and count it. I
was in a great mood watching that game.
I don't
want some money.
I've never done that. I've never got mad because my team lost and decided to pour change out and count.
I just needed to do something to get out, an activity of something. because I had four screwdrivers already. As soon as I saw. I literally, what happened? I had a remote in my hand.
That's a drink, people. Not tools.
Me and Courtney are watching.
They understand that. If
somebody out there heard me say I had four screwdrivers and you thought I was talking about a Phillips or a flathead, that's on you. All right.
I'm impressed that you know there's two different kinds.
Shut up.
It's impressive.
But fair. But I'm sitting there, Courtney, we're sitting there in a conversation, and he goes down rolling in pain. And I just threw the remote, and then I went and I grabbed the Tito's, and I grabbed a little of that orange juice.
Who went down rolling in pain?
Anthony Davis.
Oh.
Street clothes is what they call them. I mean, the worst opportunity, the worst time. I just start banging them screwdrivers, and then they wouldn't just go and lose. They had to get I honestly, God, I sports hate Jamal Murray. I really do. This is when I went and grabbed it. I sports hate Jamal Murray. At that point, I'm telling you right now, at that point, I made the decision. I've announced that I am at this point, and this is a future play that after watching that last night, I can't take it anymore. I have decided to move my basketball fandom to the Houston Rockets when LeBron retires.
I said
it's a future play. When LeBron he brought the music back up. When LeBron retires, I am going full-fledged, full deep into the Houston Rockets.
Well, that's not anytime soon.
It's got to be.
I mean, I guess soon's relative, but
what do you mean? How long do you think he plays?
Oh, I think he's playing at least another 3 years.
Three?
Yeah.
The number in my head was three.
Three?
Oh, yeah.
You think so?
I think he's going to do everything he can to last long enough to
play with his son.
So they can talk Bronny into being good enough to be in the NBA and he can play with him.
I don't see anything less than three.
I was thinking,
I mean, hell,
too.
He's still putting up monster numbers.
I know he's putting up numbers, but man, he's got to be hurt.
I mean, look, you got to be hurting when you're playing with a guy that literally bumps into Porter Jr. and goes down for the count.
He's down.
I mean, that's the deal. I'll give LeBron is the biggest flopper in the game, but at least he gets up and plays and he's durable. I mean, Anthony Davis. I mean,
but that wasn't a flop. I mean, he was clearly hurt. It just didn't appear to be a lot.
But golly, I mean, if you get hurt when you get bumped into by a guy that's smaller than you,
I know it, man.
Jeez,
it's.
I mean, hey, anchor down. Stiffen up a bit to where when you do get contacted, you're not a damn pillow.
It must have been just right. And this guy has brittle bones or
he's
something.
He's softer than hot butter.
See, I think the soft thing's unfair.
He needs to drink more milk.
I think, like to me, soft is like almost he didn't want it. Like, I think he wanted. I don't think he wanted to get hurt. I think he would. Do you think he was legit hurt?
I think the contact probably didn't feel good. To see a grown man go to the ground after getting bumped and hold his arm like that, like he's a baby. Yeah, that is soft as hot butter.
He could lift his arm.
Like, what does that do? So you have to go all the way to the ground? You have to lay on the ground because you can't lift your arm up? No,
he continued the rest of the game.
No, but that's fine, but you're still, if you get bumped into and it hurts, I guess I can understand if it breaks your arm or something and you fall, but I mean, he turns and spins and lays on the court because somebody bumped him. I mean, how is that not soft?
It looks weak. The contact does not look like it would do what it did. But clearly he was hurt.
I don't doubt that it hurt. I'm just talking about the actions. The individual that gets bumped and his shoulder or elbow hurts a bit, and he flops on the floor
I thought it went out of socket.
Butter hot, hot.
His bones are definitely soft. His bones and joints are soft. That just that. But no, man, I am. I'm coming over. Soon as he retires, I'm coming over to the Rockets. I want to announce my fandom.
We'll check back in with you in about 3 or 4 years.
It's not going to be 3 years.
Hope we last that long, bub.
It's not going to be 3. You ain't lying. You ain't lying. You ain't ever lying. I'm telling you, it could happen at any moment.
They're trying to take us out.
The top ranked show in the city.
They're trying to take us out.
And somehow.
Half our pyre.
And somehow we still are.
Hey, still half our pyre and we're still up there, boys.
But no, man, that took a lot out of me. That was I just had to do something else.
Well, glad you made it in today, man.
I did, man. I did. I made it in. I probably stayed up to 1 o'clock in the morning just.
Well, here's a good thing, Ron. While you were suffering through it, Tyler was having his best night in a long time.
How much money did you win off of that? Because you had, I know you had. Well, they were a 7-point dog.
Yeah, I had them at +7.5. I won about $1.50.
The one thing I can't appreciate. Yeah, there you go. Is that all you had on that game?
Mm-hmm. But it wasn't just about the money now.
No, I mean, the beautiful part was that I won my money and I got to watch LeBron and the Lakers lose at the same time. That's just a perfect playing coming together.
And Ron squirm on the floor counting change the way AD did when he got bumped into. You got to see it all. And you made $150 doing it, man.
If I had a Steve Spurrier visor, I would have thrown it multiple times. I was stone silent in there.
I've never gone to count change like in that situation, but I do kind of get where you're coming from. Because when I get real upset at my team, I end up doing something really productive around the house. Like something I normally would never do, I go in the man cave and start like organizing things.
56, 57, 58, just counting the pennies. Just separate.
Did you put them in sleeves?
No, just put them back.
How you going to spend them if you don't put them in sleeves?
I don't intend to spend them.
People still roll change?
Oh, I got a roller at the house, electric one.
Why?
And my little girl goes in there and pulls the damn dimes out for some reason, spills them all over the floor about once a week.
My parents used to make me roll all our change when I was a kid.
I'm a change rolling fool, boy.
You have a machine.
I got a little machine.
That's something new.
A little machine. You just dump it in the top and it sorts them.
I might need to see that machine.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.